Why?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Thanks for being connected with eBay. This is Peter Wilson. So how are you doing today?
Well, that depends. I think you've got the wrong number because I don't owe eBay anything or bought anything.
The thing is that yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order made for the online gift card, okay? But we have put a hold on that because the billing address was on the overseas. And I believe you haven't made that order. Am I correct?
Yeah, no, it wasn't me.
This means it's a case of online fraud. Anyhow, some online hackers have got the access onto your identity and they're just misusing it and doing this kind of illegal things over the internet, which is totally illegal, alright. So we have to block them right now. For that, we just need your cooperation. But first of all, try to remember, like recently, have you shared any kind of personal details to anyone?
No.
And just try to remember one more thing, like recently have you connected your mobile phone with any kind of public internet at any public place or any cafeteria, hotels?
No.
Alright, so right now what we are going to do, we are going to start the cancellation procedure to cancel the order. For that, we are going to generate a cancellation code for you, alright. It will be generated on your, it will be generated on your mobile phone. So the mobile which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
iPhone.
Alright, so you just simply open up your App Store on the iPhone. Open up the App Store.
App Store or eBay?
App Store. The blue color application name, capital A on its logo. Yeah, open it
up.
Are you on the App Store now? Alright.
Yes.
And now in the right hand side down bottom corner, do you see search over there, search? Just give a click on the search and type it over the letter A, A as in alpha, letter A.
Yep.
Then N as in Nancy, letter N.
N, yeah.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
And now do you see any suggestion come up like any desk?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, just give a click on that.
Yep.
And now do you see the red color application, any desk, remote, desktop, software, do you see that?
Any desk, remote,
Just give a click on that and just give a click on get. Do you see any option get? Yeah, just give a click on get. And now it's downloading or it's asking for your Apple ID password?
No, it's asking me to install it, or always do.
Yeah, just give a click on install, just download this. This is our server application which is going to help you to generate the cancellation code.
Mm.
All right, and ma'am, just try to remember, like recent, any of your personal thing has been stolen, like any personal details, like driving license or any kind of details has been stolen recently.
No.
All right, and you are at your home right now.
No.
Oh, I got it. So, ma'am, so it's downloaded right now. That AnyDesk is downloaded. Do you see the option open?
Yep.
Yeah, just give a click on open.
Yep.
And now what can you see?
It's asking me would I like to find a connected device to this network.
Yeah, just give a click on allow or continue. Just give a click on the positive option. And now do you see a 9-digit number?
Yes.
Yeah, just tell me that number. Just verify me that number.
166. 082-802.
It's 166-082-802, am I correct?
Yes.
Alright, and now what we are going to do, we are going to activate this ID for you, alright, so that we can generate the cancellation procedure for the cancellation thing for you. For that, you might get to see a fake security warning on the page, ma'am. It's for distracting those overseas hackers who have got the access onto your information. It's for blocking them. We are going to give you a fake security warning on this page for this to distract them. Yeah. So just give a click on the positive option. In the bottom, just check, there will be a blank checkbox. I trust this call. I aware of this risk. Do you see a blank checkbox in the bottom?
Yeah, right in corner.
Yeah, just give a click on the blank checkbox. Just give a tick mark on that. Then give a click on accept.
Yeah, it won't let me.
Oh, first of all, you have to give a tick mark on the checkbox. Do you see the blank checkbox?
So do I want the aware of the risk or
yeah,
don't show me the warning?
Just give a tick mark on the box check boxes, then give a click on accept. And now it's letting you to accept.
Yep.
And now what is showing it to you, ma'am?
It says everything on your screen, including notifications.
Do you see that there will be a checkbox? I believe there will be a checkbox. Just give a tick mark on the checkbox, then give a click on accept. Do you see accept?
Yeah, I've done that.
And now do you see start broadcast? Anything like start broadcast?
Yes.
Just give a click on start broadcast.
Yep.
And now what is showing it to you? And now just wait. Don't touch your phone. And now don't touch your phone. Just leave your phone as it is. Don't touch your phone now. Yes.
Yes. It's thinking about it.
Yes. And now you just do one thing. You just simply swipe up your screen from the bottom to the top, okay? And go back to your normal home screen where you can see your wallpaper.
Yeah, still thinking about it.
Yeah, you just swipe it from the bottom. Just swipe it from the bottom to the top. Just swipe up your screen.
Yeah, it won't let me until the
All right, do you see there will be a white area over there? White area, just go click on the white area.
Yeah, all right, I know, done it, yeah.
And now just swipe up your screen and go back to the normal home screen.
Yep.
And now you just open up your settings. Just open up your settings.
Yep.
And now in the top, do you see your name over there? Just go into the top.
My name?
Yeah, just give a click on that.
Yep.
And now over there, do you see name, phone number, and email? Just give a click on that.
Yeah. I've done that.
Yes. And now, just in the left-hand side top corner, do you see the blue color option over there, back arrow? Just give a click on the back arrow.
Yeah.
And now just give a click on the payment and shipping. Do you see any option like payment and shipping? Just give a click on that. Have you clicked on that, ma'am?
Yep, it's loading.
All right.
Yep, got that.
And now you just swipe up your screen and go back to the normal home screen, okay? Just go back to your normal home screen. And now what I'm going to do, I'm going to verify you some basic details which those hackers have created. All right. I believe, ma'am, you just do one thing. You just open up your settings once again.
Yep.
And just wait. And now, ma'am, do you see your name over there?
My name.
Yes, and I'm going to verify you the email which those hackers have created. Put it over there. It's jinjin62@bigpond.com. Am I correct, ma'am?
Yeah.
This is your name. And the email and the name which they have put in is Virginia Duffel. Am I correct, ma'am?
Yes.
And these are the basic details which those hackers have put it on this account, ma'am, and which from there they are charging this kind of amount. So first of all, you just do one thing. You just simply open up your Safari browser. Open up the Safari.
Yeah.
And open up, yeah. And now do you see in the top there will be a search panel? Just give a click on the search panel. Type it over there. My, M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow. My.
M yellow. M Y.
Then give a space.
Space.
Then number one, numerical one.
One.
Then P for Peter, like P.
P.
then give a space.
Yep.
Then address location, ADDRESS, address location.
So my address of the house?
No, no, you just put only address, ADDRESS.
Oh,
address.
Sorry,
address,
yeah.
Address, then location, LOCATION, location.
Do you want a space?
Yeah, just give a space.
And write location.
Yes.
Yep, done.
And now just give a click on search.
Yep.
And now what option do you see, ma'am?
Allow it or don't allow it?
Just give a click on allow.
Yep.
And now do you see there will be an option like what is my IP address location, find out NordVPN?
Yep.
Just give a click on that. Have you clicked on that, ma'am?
Yeah.
Yes. And now do you see your IP address over there, ma'am? I'm going to verify you the IP address. It's 1.145.107.169. Am I correct, ma'am?
Yes. Yeah.
And this is your IP address, ma'am, which has been used by those hackers for this kind of fraudulent charges. So you can see in the top, ma'am, your IP address. Do you see your IP status in the top?
Yeah.
It is showing you protected or it's showing you unprotected?
Unprotected.
This means, ma'am, those hackers have got the access onto your IP address right now, alright. So whatever activities you do on this internet, it's gonna be like they can access it into it, alright. So first of all, you just do one thing, ma'am. You just simply come out from this page, go back to your normal home screen.
Yep.
And first of all, you just go and log into your email and check that do you got any suspicious mails today or not from the eBay or any kind of website. Just go and check.
No, the only email I've got was a purchase I made myself from Monday.
Right.
That was only $120.
Right.
I'm not worried about
it.
Yeah.
All right. And now just do one thing, ma'am. You can see those hackers have tried to charge like this amount 5 to 6 times. All right. So you just go and simply log into your online banking and just check that do you see any fraudulent charge over there or not, which you haven't done it. Just go and check and do let me know. If you will get to see any fraudulent charge, do let me know. Hello?
Yeah, I'm just doing it now.
Alright.
I'm trying to do it because I've got no glasses.
Put your glasses and then do it. Take your time.
Yeah, I'm not home to do it.
Sorry?
I'm not home to do it. I'm up the street. I'm shopping.
Alright. And just check each and every account. Alright.
Yeah, there's one there.
Yeah, and
$205.50.
Oh my goodness. And apart from that, I believe you have, and apart from this bank, I believe you have a Commonwealth Bank. Am I correct?
No, it wasn't named Commonwealth Bank. They tried to take it out of my credit card.
Ma'am, you just go and check each and every bank of yours, like each and every account.
Yeah,
just go and check each and every, yes.
No, it wasn't that bank, that was for something else.
Yeah. I just go and check each and every account. And now, ma'am,
there's nothing on any of them.
It is hidden at the moment because they have tried to buy it, ma'am, but we have put a hold on that. And right now, ma'am, we have got an update from our server. Like, they have used your ZipPay. I believe you, have you ever used ZipPay?
Yeah.
Just go and log into your ZipPay and just check, do you see any suspicious transaction over there or not? Hello?
No, it's only from Zipay what I bought.
All right, no need to be worried. All right, ma'am. Like, we are, and apart from this, ma'am, like, do you have any other bank?
Yeah, they haven't got in them because there's no money in them.
All right. I got it, ma'am. I got it. No need to be worried. All right, ma'am. Let me, you just log out from this and go back to your normal home screen.
Yep.
Just go back to your normal home screen and open up your settings. Yeah, open up your settings.
All right, yeah.
And now, just in the left-hand side top corner, do you see a back arrow settings over there? Just give a click on that settings.
Yep.
And now you just... And now you just scroll down the page. You will get to see an option like display and brightness. Just give a click on display and brightness.
Screen. Oh, you display and brightness, yeah.
Yes. And now just scroll down the page. You will get to see an option like auto lock. Just give a click on auto lock. Yes. And now just make it never. Just make this, just make it never. Have you done it, ma'am? Or and now just swipe up your screen and go back to the normal home screen.
Yeah. Done that.
And now just wait, ma'am. Let me have a talk with my senior technician about this matter. Just wait. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, and now we have got the update from the head office. Right now what I'm going to do, I'm going to just simply transfer this call to the senior manager on this floor. He's going to guide you further in this call to block those unknown persons. All right. Just wait.
Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Peter Wilson. I'm the security officer over here. How are you doing today?
That's fine. How do I know you broke to fair dinkum?
I'm sorry?
I said, how do I know you broke to real?
Because you see that you are getting connected with the security server of our department, and we didn't even ask you any of your personal information, like any of your card details, or any of your banking information, something like that, because we are not authorized to ask you these details, all right?
Yep.
Now, I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department, and they have already mentioned to you that what is going on your whole internet connection. Is that correct?
Oh, there was some payment trying to be for $200-something for my eBay account, but nothing's gone out of any of my banks.
All right.
Now, it has been tried to be, there's nothing in them to get anyway.
Yeah, it has been tried to be made an attempt from your personal details, but it hasn't been succeeded yet, as because we have stopped all these transactions which has been tried to be made an attempt. All right. Basically, they are using your personal details because you have told the guy earlier that you haven't made any sort of transaction that they have mentioned to you through your eBay, correct?
Yeah, there's been nothing
from
my bank.
Yeah, right. Now, no, it's not about the charges I'm talking about. You haven't authorized any transaction. Have you shopped anything on the internet through eBay in the last few couple of days? Yesterday or today?
What's today? Right. No, I last week, but that was illegal. That was. So that one's fine.
All right. No,
it's not the amount that he's told me.
All right. Now, as I can see on the server that in behalf of you, there are some people who are using your whole internet IP address. So basically, your IP address has been compromised. The people are using your IP address for making some fraudulent activities and fraudulent transactions without your any authorization. And they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that. Okay, so what we need to do, we need to go ahead and we need to activate the firewall security on your whole internet network, so that in future the hackers can't get into your personal details and they can do anything about it. All right?
Shouldn't that be done by my telephone company?
I'm sorry?
Shouldn't that be done by my people that supply me the telephone and the internet?
Like, it's not about the telephone company. Do you think that the telephone company will gonna provide you the security regarding some cyber fraud activities?
Well, I don't know.
Because they are not only using your bank account details, they are using your identifications for that. Now, it might be happen in future, you can change your bank account, you can change your card details, but can it change your identity? Can it change your identity? Because they are using your identification for doing this sort of cyber fraud activities. They are pretending it's to be you, whoever is making these fraudulent activities, and they are trying to misuse with your details. So first of all, what we need to do, we need to go ahead and provide you the security. Now, have you authorized anyone to use your internet connection outside of Australia?
No.
Because as I have checked your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries like United States, China, Nigeria, they have been connected with your network and they are misusing.
Yeah, well, that's probably because my kids play games on the computer with people overseas, and that's why the other side's got access to it.
No, they are being connected with your network. They are controlling your whole internet IP address. Now, whatever the activities you have done on the internet, they have got all the information. They have got all the details. Like, suppose, whenever you are trying to buy things online from your whole internet network, suppose you are using eBay or Amazon for purchasing something, I believe that you have to put your banking information and your bank account details, and it is an auto-debited system. Whenever you are putting the bank account details, the money has been deducted automatically from your bank account on that time, right? Now, whenever you are putting the bank account details, the hackers, those have been established on your network, they get to know all the information of yours, okay? So what we need to do, we need to go ahead and activate the firewall security, okay? Now, you do one thing, what do you can see on your screen? Just do let me know.
Well, I'm not home. That's what I'm trying to explain. I'm not home. I'm not near the computer, and I don't have glasses on to see what I'm doing on my phone.
Okay, on your phone, I will gonna guide you. First of all, could you just come back to your home screen on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, can you see any application on your phone? It says ZIP, Z-I-P, ZIP.
Yeah, I've already looked in there. There's nothing on it.
All right, now login into your ZIP account, because through your ZIP account, we can able to go ahead and provide you the security. Now, could you just tell me that who uses this ZIP account?
I do.
Okay. And for what purposes you use this ZIP Pay account?
Whatever I can use it for.
I'm sorry?
I said whatever I can put on ZIP Pay, I'll use it for.
Okay, now I can see that they are keep targeted on your ZIP Pay account so that they can make transaction from your account. Okay. Now, can you see on the top left-hand side, there should be an arrow pointing leftwards?
There's been no activity. Oh, hang on, what have we got here? No, that's not it. There's been no activity on that account.
Yeah, it's not showing you on your statement because it's a fraudulent transaction. So it will gonna appear on your statement after 24 hours. Okay.
Well, if it's fraudulent, the bank would have rang me.
That is
if I tried to get to my account, the bank would have rang me.
Like, we could see that through your ZIP Pay, there are lots of fraudulent transactions which has been going on. So that is the reason why we need to put the security. And could you just tell me that by what time you can be go to your home? Like, by what time?
There's no activity. There shouldn't be on my BitPay account.
I'm asking you, as because it is a fraudulent transaction, so you can't able to see that transaction on your account for the next 24 hours. After 24 hours, you're able to see that because the charges which has been tried to be made, it's from your ZipPay account. So we need to go ahead and activate the security. I will gonna let you know. Now, first of all, can you just tell me that when you will gonna go to your home?
So this security, what have I got to pay for?
You don't have to pay any money for anything. As because they are using your network for some fraudulent transaction and some fraudulent activities, we will gonna activate the firewall security on your whole internet connection.
Yeah, I'll be
okay.
Home in about 10 minutes.
Okay, like we need to get connect to your network to our security server with that time. So you go to your home and open up the Zip app so that we can activate the security. And I will gonna let you know how we're gonna do that.
So you're ringing back or you're gonna hang on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on the line. Can you just open up the Zip app in the meantime?
Yeah, I did that.
Okay, now look at the bottom. Can you see any option? It says shop.
Yeah.
You have a click on that. Now, on the top, can you see any option? It says Woolworths.
Says what? What
is that? Any option? It says Woolworths.
No.
Can you see any option on the middle of your screen? It says Kohl's. Woolworths, Kohl's.
Oh, hang on, yeah, now again, sorry, yeah.
Okay, now go to the top, go to the top.
Yep.
Yeah, can you see cashback,
yep.
Gift cards, give a click
yep.
on gift cards.
Click on that now?
Yeah.
Yep, righto.
Now, have you
yep.
ever heard about Woolworths card name? Have you ever heard about it? Now, on the top
no.
is there, Woolworths, on the top.
In the search bar?
Yeah, right.
You want? What do you want me to write, Woolworths, in the search bar?
Yes, right. Or you can swipe down your screen, you're able to find it out, the Woolworths. Now, can you see green color things came out, like Woolworths?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay. Yeah, give a click on Woolworths.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, the thing is that which has been tried to be made and attempted from your account, it was about $500 which has been tried to be made and attempted. So through this gift card, we will gonna give you the money back to you. Now, on the value, type on that value, which it says value. Give a touch on that. And
yep.
make it 500.
Now, what the bloke earlier just said they were trying to get into eBay.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything
yeah.
about
yeah.
his others.
Yeah, give a click on buy for myself because we are going to provide you through this Woolworths the
yep.
money. Now, you will going to receive that text message. Put that in.
Yeah. Done that.
Then
why am I paying for it?
You are not paying for it. We are paying to you through your Zip Pay. Alright? So give a click on Pay Now with Zip. You're able to see that the money has been credited onto your account. Give a click on View Gift Card.
Oh, no, I went wrong button. I said done. So where do you want me to go now?
Okay, it should be... Alrighty, do one thing, swipe up your screen and open up your mail.
Mail what?
Your mail, your email.
Oh, email.
Log into your email.
Yep.
Yeah, give a click on that option. Zip. fish cards. Yeah, now just scroll down the page. Now give a click on Axis gift card.
Yep.
Give a click on Unwrap My Gift, because we are sending you, we can't send you the, you know, like the balance like this, okay? So
yep.
We are sending you the money as a gift card. Now give a click on Next.
Yep.
Okay. Now just stay on this, page. Don't touch anywhere. Just stay on this page, right? Now, just allow me some moment. All right, now just swipe up your screen. Just hold on.
Sorry.
Just hold on. Be on that page. Whatever you can see.
It's a barcode.
Yes. Can you see? It says, "Or spend it now." Right. So we have sent you this 500. Now there is three charges which has been tried to be made and attempted from your account. It was $500 for two times and $300 for one time. Okay, so you're supposed to get that money from our end. So you just swipe up your screen and open up your Zip account.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, I'll go back to the Zip account. Yeah, I mean,
right. Now, can you see gift cards? Right, it says gift cards. Give a click on that again.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
Scroll down the page a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you see any option? It says Woolworths.
Yeah.
Yeah, give a click on that Woolworths. Yeah, now.
So why am I buying another one?
Yeah, because the charges which has been already been made and attempted from your Zip Pay, so that is the reason why we are providing you it for three times. Okay? So give a click on where it says value, give a click on that value.
So, if they tried to do this, why wasn't I sent an email to show it?
Yeah, we are sending you the email because we can't send you the cash like this. So, we are sending you these gift cards on your email so that you can able to redeem it from there. I will gonna let you know how we're gonna redeem it onto your bank account. Now, give a click on value.
I don't have that much on.
You are not paying it. We are paying for it. So make it 500 one more time. Because you are not paying it. You haven't got that money, you told me. So you are not paying it. These are the transactions which has been made. So we are doing it for you. So we are giving you that money to you. Give a click on buy for myself. Give
yep.
a click on pay now with Zip. Give a click on that.
I've got no access to that now.
Okay. You do one thing, swipe up your screen and come back to your home screen.
Yep.
And you do one thing, you go to your home. I'm on the line. How much time it will take?
Oh, 10 minutes.
10 minutes. All right, I'll be on the line. I go to your home and just do let me know. All right?
All right.
All right. And don't do any internet activities within that time. Just go to your home and talk to me.
All right, so you were going to stay in line, are you?
Yeah, I'll be on the line.
All right.
All right.
Fucking kidding me.
think I'm dropping Bitcoin.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm back here.
Oh, you're back here?
I'm going to buy me glasses. I'm just going to get you glasses.
All right. Take your time and just find out your first to take your glasses. Hello? Yeah, and first of all, you just do one thing. You just simply switch on your, I believe you have a Windows laptop. Just switch it on. Just make it turn on. It's a computer or it's a laptop?
No, it's a computer.
It's a computer, it's a Windows device?
Yep.
All right. Take your time and just switch it on. Once it properly turn on, do let me know. And I believe it's your personal device, am I correct?
Yes.
All right. And once it properly turn on, do let me know. And now what can you see on the screen, ma'am? Like what can you see on the computer screen?
It's the home screen.
Alright, now you just simply open up your Google Chrome. Do you know about the Google Chrome?
Yeah.
Yeah, open it up. Now you're onto the Google Chrome right now?
Nah, it takes a while.
Alright. And now what can you see, ma'am?
I'm waiting for it to open.
Oh, all right. It's a very old computer, am I correct? Like, taking
yeah.
a long time? Oh, I got it. And once you can see the Google Chrome is open, do let me know. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why it takes so long. I'm just trying to access it. Oh. It's not opening.
Oh. All right. What is showing it to you? And basically, which browser mainly do you use? It's Google Chrome or it's Microsoft Edge?
Google.
It's Google. Just try to open it up.
I'm
going to
open it now.
And now type on the search panel www. Have you written then anydesk.com? ANYDESK, anydesk.com.
Yep.
And now just give a click on search. And now what results come up?
Thinking about it.
Alright. And are you onto the page of anydesk right now?
No.
Oh. What is showing it to you? It's still loading?
It's loaded now.
Alright. So do you see any option over there like download now or red color option download now?
Yep.
Alright. Yeah, just give a click on download now.
Yep.
And now what is showing it to you? Download now once again, or you can see in the left hand side down bottom corner a file it's loading, like anydesk.exe file it's downloading. Do you see that?
Yeah, it's loading.
Alright, so it's downloaded or still downloading? Just check.
It says open when done.
Yeah, so once it's done, just give a double click on that and run that application.
No.
Hello?
No, it's not going to... Yeah, it's trying to download. Oh, here we are. What is this?
All right. You just do one thing. You just press... Do you see in the left-hand side down bottom corner of your keyboard CTRL button?
Yeah, it's on the computer now.
Yeah, it's...
I've got an address number.
Yeah, just tell me that address number. Just verify me that.
545...
Just wait, ma'am. It's 545 then?
166.
Uh-huh.
697.
And don't touch your phone, okay? It's 545.
Yep, 166.
166 then?
617.
617. All right. And just right beside that, do you see a black color lock option over there? Just give a click on that lock option.
The lock? Yep.
Yeah, just give a click on that. And that's asking for the password.
The password to the computer?
No. Have you clicked on the black lock?
Yeah.
And now it's asking for a password. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And now just put the password over there. All will be in lower cases. And type over there letter E. E as in English, letter E.
Yep.
B as in Bravo, letter B.
Yep.
A as in Alpha, letter A.
Yep.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y. All will be in
yep.
lower cases and don't give a space. Then type
yep.
78.
Yep.
90.
Yep.
5.
Yep.
And just confirm the password in beneath eBay 78905.
78905.
And now do you see apply?
Yep. Done.
And now just wait. And now in the red color box, do you see install any desk over there in a orange color box? Install any desk? Hello?
Yeah, no, it's nothing there.
All right. And now just give a good look over there in the left-hand side top corner. Do you see new sessions over there? Just left beside the any desk. Do you see that new sessions over there? The left-hand side top corner?
Yeah, the settings.
Yeah, and just up of that, new sessions. Just give a click on new sessions. Yeah, just give a click on that.
Yep.
And now do you see any option like install any desk? Orange color,
yep.
There will be a box. Yeah, just give a click on that box.
Yeah.
And now what is showing it to you?
Installation.
Yeah, just give a click on that install.
Yeah.
And now what is showing it to you?
Asking, do I want to add this app?
Just give a click on yes or okay. Just give a click on that.
Yeah.
And now what can you see? Do you see any option like install once again?
Download again?
No. Do you see, what option do you see over there?
It's asking for register. Install.
Yeah, just give a click on install.
Yep.
And now what is showing it to you? Alright.
It's saying that someone... It's come up with security warning.
It's for distracting those hackers. No need to be worried about that. And now what can you see on the screen, ma'am? Yes.
Any desk version registering.
Yes.
Now, why are you on there? Because you're moving the mouse.
Definitely not, ma'am. Nobody is
using
your mouse, ma'am. No, it has
two
mouse
on
the window. All right.
There's two arrows on the screen now. Was.
And now, ma'am, let me connect this call to my senior manager over the floor who was talking with you before. Just
who said you were the senior?
Definitely not. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, hi, this is Peter here once again. I hope you remember
me. You just told me that fellow I just spoke to, you told me he was your senior, now he told me you are.
No, before that you were spoken to the eBay department, and then I was spoken to you once I provided the security and gave you the money back to you. Then you said that it will take 10 minutes to go to your home. So I just passed the call to the that guy whom you have been spoken before. So he have get you connected to the server, so then he is transferred the call to me.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what you can see on your screen at the moment?
eBay secured server.
Okay. Now, may I know that what are the activities you do on your whole internet network? Why these people are keep targeting you to get into your devices and doing some unusual things on it? You see that you are connected to the eBay secured server, and the charges which has been already been tried to be made and attempted from your car. Now, let me show you something so that it will gonna clear all of your doubts. Now, on your computer, look at the on your screen. Can you see any option? It says type here to search somewhere. It should be on the left hand side bottom.
No, it's just got the eBay, AnyDesk eBay secure server in front of me.
Okay, minimize that page.
Yep.
Now look at the left hand side bottom corner of your screen. Can you see anywhere with a magnifying glass?
Yeah. Yep.
Now type there CMD. C for Charlie, M for mother, D for doctor.
Yep. Done that.
Now what do you see?
Come up command prompt app.
Yeah, double click on that.
Yep.
Now what do you see?
It's got a white flashing box.
Now can you see any cursor is blinking somewhere? Sorry.
Yeah, there's a little white cursor box blinking after the name.
Now this is the server box. You can see that this is your computer's brain. From here,
yep.
You can operate all the activities on your whole internet network that is secure or not, all right? And your whole internet status, you can able to see that from here. Now, I'm going to show you, apart from you, how many people are using your network at the same point of time and they are trying to misuse with your details. Now, on that black box, type there NET.
NET?
Yeah.
Do you want me to type it with that box is flashing?
Yes, right.
Yeah, done that.
Then STAT.
STAT, yep.
Alright, it says NETSTAT. Now, NETSTAT is the short form of the network status. Now, I'm going to show you what is the current network status of yours. Now, press Enter key from your keyboard and do let me know what do you see.
Coming up with a local address, foreign address, a couple of them.
Okay.
There's a few more coming in.
Okay, now on the left-hand side, can you see it says local address on the left, side? Okay.
Yep.
Now these are the local IP addresses which is belongs to you. These are the internet protocol addresses which is belongs to you. Like whenever you went down to any website, search something on the Google, these are the IP addresses belongs to you. And look at the right hand side, can you see anything like foreign address on the right hand side?
Yep.
Okay. Now these are these foreign IP addresses which are coming from the overseas countries and who are already been connected with your network. So that means till now, like you see that on the foreign IP addresses, they what does it say? The state.
There's a bunch of numbers and letters.
Yeah, and just besides to that, can you see it says state, S-T-A-T-E,
yeah.
State.
Yeah.
And what does it say?
Some say established, some say time wait.
Yes. Now, can you understand that these are the foreign IP addresses which are already been established on your whole internet network? So that means till now, whatever the activities you have done on your whole internet network, they have got all the information, they have got all the details of yours. Okay? So may I know that what are the activities you do on your whole internet network, why these people are keep targeting you to get into your devices and doing some unusual things on it? What are the activities you do on the internet?
We do everything on the internet. That's what the internet's for.
I'm sorry?
I said we do everything on the internet. That's why you have an internet so you can do things.
Okay, like you do emails on the internet, and apart from that, you have shopped before from the internet, right?
Well, we do internet emails, banking,
uh-huh.
Normal stuff.
Okay. And when did you last time check your banking statement through this computer?
Be a few days.
Okay. Now, can you just do one thing? Can you just log in into your accounts from the computer and check that if everything is in proper manner or not, and just do let me know that if any money has been deducted from your account.
Well, there's no money in there to get out. And if someone tried to access my bank, the fraud company would have rang me.
Like sometimes they can't able to call you up. So that is the reason.
Oh, the fraud company ring me all the time. They're onto it straight away.
Okay, right. Now, have you checked your accounts?
Yep.
All right. Now, you do one thing. Like, apart from this bank, do you banking with any other bank?
Which bank are you asking?
Apart from this bank, do you banking with any other bank?
Yeah, but what bank am I looking at that you want to know? Or the one I'm looking at?
You check all the bank accounts of yours, your all the bank information, and check that everything is insecure or not. Like if any money has been deducted without your any authorization, just do let me know.
Nothing.
You have checked all the accounts?
Yep.
All right. Now, apart from this bank, do you banking with any other bank you want to check?
No. They're all done.
Okay. All right. Now, you do one thing. You just log in into your email from this computer.
Yeah. Nothing unusual there.
No, what do you see?
Nothing. Computers, black screen everywhere. I've got nothing.
All right. Like, it means that the server is activating the security on your whole internet network. So maybe sometime it will gonna disappear or sometime it will gonna come up, alright? So we are activating the security on your whole internet network. All right. Now, we are upgrading the security on your network so that it might be happen. You might going to receive any calls. Now, what do you see on your mobile phone?
The one that you rang me on.
Yes. No, like which was been connected with the secured server through the Woolworths, where I have told you to put the amounts.
I don't have a phone connection through Woolworths.
Have you opened up your Zip Pay on your mobile phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, now give a click on gift cards once.
Yeah, we tried that a minute ago. It won't access anymore because there's no money now because I bought that gift card.
Okay, give a click on gift card once.
Yeah.
All right. Now, now select the Woolworths.
Yep.
Now it just changed the amount as 400.
Yeah.
Now give a click on buy for myself.
No money on the account. It won't do it. Because I was told to buy that $500. Now I've got no account.
Okay. Give a click on cancel. You are not paying it the money. Like, give a click on cancel. And you do one thing. You just log out from the Zip Pay and try to log in again on your Zip Pay account.
No, they've blocked my account now.
All right. All right. Now, do you remember your ID and the password of your Combank or of your any other bank?
Yeah.
Give a click on apply on below that. Can you see Zip Pay apply? Can you give a click on that apply?
No, it's not highlighted in blue.
Yeah,
there's
that is below that. Can you see Zip Money apply for 500?
Yeah.
Give a click on that.
I don't have a Zip Money account.
You don't have got that. That's what I'm telling you, that we are registering yourself so that we can provide you the money on that account.
I don't want a Zip Money account. I closed that account. I paid for it, then I closed it.
If you apply for the money, you will going to get that money on your account. We will going to send it back to you. So give a click
on apply. I shut that Zip Money account. I don't want a Zip Money account. That's why I closed it.
You just do that and do let me know.
I'm not applying for Zip Money.
Like, you don't have to pay anything for it. We can't able to send you the money on your Zip Pay, so that is the reason why we are trying to send you the money on your Zip Money account.
Because the account,
there is a problem on your Zip Pay account. It says that the account has been locked for a moment. So that is the reason why we have to send the money through the Zip Money account. So give a call.
Yeah, the account's been locked because you keep telling me to buy gift cards. That's why I've locked it.
As because we can't able to send you the money on your Zip Pay, so that is the reason. So we have to send you the money on your Zip Money account, or not.
I don't want to apply for one.
All right, it's just for this temporary reason. After few moments, the account activate, unactivate the account. Now give a click on sign up now. So it would be gonna asking you some of your details so that we can able to send you the money on that account.
So why wasn't the money sent when I first
because
got
the money has been money because the money has been like we are trying to send you the money through the Woolworths gift card and the account has been locked. So we can't able to send you the money through the ZipPay account.
It wasn't locked an hour ago.
It is in your eyes, in front of your eyes, that we have sent you the funds on your through the Woolworths gift card, but the account has been locked. So we are about to send the money on your Zip Money account. Now give a click on that. Follow the instruction, and once you've done that, just let me know. And have you registered yourself before on the Zip Money account before?
Yeah, that's why I had it, then I closed it because I don't want it.
Give a click on sign up now. No, don't touch anywhere. Leave that and check that. Is it coming or not?
No, it's nothing there. My phone's got a blank screen.
Yeah, it will come up. Just hold on. Check that what came up. Don't give a click on close, just stay on that page. Nothing changes?
No.
Okay, give a click on close. And log out from the bank and try to log in again. Now, give a click on apply again.
No, why don't you sign up? That's why I shut it.
All right.